Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 30th, 2020. I'm Rich Droppolino. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, the U.S. CDC, state, and local governments have used anonymized location data from mobile ads to aid in pandemic response plans. Data is received through the COVID-19 Mobility Data Network project, coordinated by Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Princeton, and other universities, with the goal of creating a portal with information on up to 500 cities in the U.S. The data is being used to see where people are gathering, how well stay-at-home orders are honored, and the impact on pandemic on retail. The UK's Digital Secretary Oliver Dowden announced that the country's largest telcos reached an agreement with the Office of Communications to remove data caps on fixed-line broadband, with BT, Virgin, Sky, TalkTalk, Vodafone, O2, and Three among those signing on. As part of the agreement, the telcos will also prioritize infrastructure repair for vulnerable customers, help those customers unable to pay bills, and improve internet service packages to ensure people can stay connected. Medical device maker Abbott received emergency use authorization from the U.S. FDA for the use of its existing ID Now lab-in-a-box for COVID-19 testing. This uses molecular testing to look for viral RNA, which can be used outside of a hospital, like in a clinical setting, and return positive results within 5 minutes, or an all clear within 13 minutes. Abbott hopes to be able to deliver 50,000 tests per day by next week. The lab management company Battelle, meanwhile, received special emergency authorization from the U.S. FDA to implement a system to decontaminate N95 respirator masks using a concentration of hydrogen peroxide. These masks are designed for single use, but the decontamination system allows them to be used up to 20 times. The process takes 2.5 hours, and Battelle currently has capacity for 80,000 masks per day. The company is partnering with the Columbus-based Ohio Health as its first healthcare system partner. Instacart workers, led by the Gig Workers Collective, plan to strike in the U.S. on March 30th, demanding Instacart provide personal protective equipment, $5 extra per order hazard pay, change the default tip to 10%, and extend sick pay qualification for people with pre-existing conditions. A Yelp and GoFundMe fundraising program to help local businesses affected by COVID-19 has been paused after people complained there was no easy or quick way to opt out of the fundraising without providing a driver's license or business ID verification. Yelp now says it's working with GoFundMe to create a seamless approach where businesses have to opt in. Facebook announced it would spend $100 million in advertising and financial support for news organizations struggling to operate in the COVID-19 pandemic. Of this, $25 million will go to emergency grant funding for local media, with $75 million for ad spend on global news organizations. Facebook said the first round of grants went to 50 local newsrooms in the U.S. and Canada. Microsoft announced that use of Azure services in regions with shelter-in-place orders increased 775% with the use of services like Microsoft Teams, Windows Virtual Desktop, and Power BI. Microsoft announced last week that it would be prioritizing Azure services to first responders, medical facilities, and other healthcare applications, and placed limits and soft quotas on free offers to prioritize capacity for paying customers. Zoom updated its iOS app to stop sending device data to Facebook. According to a Zoom spokesperson, the company implemented a login with Facebook feature using the Facebook SDK, but that the SDK was also sending unnecessary information to Facebook, like mobile OS versions, device time zone, device model, and carrier. Zoom says it will eventually remove the SDK entirely and allow users to log in with Facebook through a browser. After shutting down a little over a month ago, HU Trivia returned with a new trivia content over the weekend, initially announced by a tweet from co-founder Russ Yusupov. Sources tell The Verge that this wasn't a one-off event and that more episodes will air regularly in the future, although the actual schedule is unknown at this point. HU Trivia host Matt Richards also tweeted that users who did not cash out winnings prior to the app's original shutdown will be able to do so this week. And finally, Samsung debuted the Galaxy Chromebook at CES this year and now announced the laptop will be released on April 6th. The Chrome OS device will come in one configuration with a 10th gen Intel Core i5 processor, 8GB of LPDDR3 RAM, and a 256GB SSD, with a 13.3-inch 4K touch OLED display and S Pen support for $999. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.